busting fraudsters in financial services is protecting hundreds of millions of dollars from fraud. Sophia Hussein is a senior forensic accountant in the Division of Enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission. She's a Service to America Medal finalist in the Call to Service category. She is a critical part of the SEC's effort to protect American investors. Sophia, first of all, congratulations on being selected as a finalist for a SAMMY this year. What does a forensic accountant do that's different than what we think of, that those of us not in the financial services world think of as an accountant who does bookkeeping and audits and things like that?
Total, thanks so much for having me. So a forensic accountant is really, first and foremost, an investigator. It's an investigator who is looking at books and records that a typical accountant would look at, but looking at them in a way to find the wrongdoing, to find the fraud and identify that and help really catch bad guys who might be hurting people out there.
The notes that the partnership has up, and we'll have a link to those at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth about your selection as a finalist, say that you looked at bank records and wire transfers and found a scheme that tied investor money to a $500 million Ponzi scheme. What are the things in the kinds of investigations that you do that become the red flags that make you say something's going on here that doesn't look right?
Sure. So usually when we're starting a case, we have some idea of the wrongdoing. We know that money was stolen, and we're really trying to figure out where it went. So the red flags come from identifying where money came in from, whether it came from the places it was supposed to, and then more importantly, what happened to it? Did the money go where investors thought it was going? And the red flags come when you see money going to places that it wasn't intended to go to.
And then you have access at what level to this information that I would imagine in many cases is held by private organizations? These aren't, you can't just bust in and take information.
No, we can't. We can't. We do have to have some sort of inkling of wrongdoing first. But once we do, once we have a case open, our authority does allow us to obtain things like bank records and internal company records to really get down and identify what's going wrong. So we do have to start with some inkling of wrongdoing. But once we have that, once we can articulate that, we do have the authority to go in and investigate these records.
A common thread among these stories that runs through the stories of your accomplishments is technology and using data. And in many ways, they sound to me like the uses of data that wouldn't have been possible even just a short time ago. How dependent are you and your colleagues in this field on the ability to analyze large pieces of data quickly in ways that weren't possible a short time ago?
So what data and technology is allowing us to do now is do the same work we were doing, but do it a lot more efficiently, do it a lot faster than we were doing it before. And that's important because it's letting us investigate more cases, which is letting us identify more fraudsters and really ultimately get money back to investors faster than we were before. So it's really critical for us to take advantage of advances in data and technology to be able to bring more cases and to get money back to investors.
The case that I imagine most people say something to you about when they find out what you do is Bernie Madoff. But as I follow what's gone on in the economy and in the business world over the past 5 years or so, it strikes me that these cases are there are at least more of them making headlines, making news stories than in the past. Is this are we in a world where that's the case, or are we in a world where this technology and this data analytics that you're talking about and that you're exploring, because they allow you to look at more data in shorter periods of time, allow you to potentially find more cases rather than letting people get away with stuff they might have gotten away with in the past?
So that's a tough one. I wouldn't say that, you know, we were missing cases before. What I will say is we're able to investigate more cases faster. And I think one of the reasons for the proliferation of this kind of media attention right now is a more familiarity by people with this kind of fraud. And it is becoming interesting. It's affecting a lot more people in a way that it didn't before Madoff. And so it's almost become mainstream and something people do want to hear about. I think we've always been on top of it, but what we're able to do now is get to more cases faster than we were able to before.
The partnership's profile, Sophia, says that you started your career at the FBI. How does what you learned at the FBI inform what you're doing at the SEC today?
You know, it's helped a lot. The kind of work is different. The work at the SEC does focus on securities fraud and financial fraud, whereas the mission of the FBI is a lot broader. But it was great to start my federal career there to get a flavor of different kinds of investigations. I had a lot of experience in different kinds of cases and learning to investigate more broadly. And I was able to take a lot of those skills and bring them here to the SEC. And so whereas here my work is a lot more technical than it was at the FBI, the investigative techniques that I learned and the analytical techniques have really helped me here.
What is it about working for the federal government that you find appealing? Because I imagine with the body of knowledge that you've acquired in your federal career, you wouldn't have any trouble finding a gig outside government if you decided you wanted to get one.
Well, I hope not. I learned a lot here, and it's definitely been a great career so far. But working for the government and getting to see the results of your work on a daily basis and getting to meet the people that you actually affect. So the work that I do on a daily basis, that is affecting someone's life. There's someone that has been harmed in some way, and getting to meet those people, talk to those people, and know that, you know, me looking at my spreadsheets on a daily basis is actually helping someone get their money back, that makes me pretty proud, and I get to see that on a regular basis.
Well, I congratulate you on this selection as a finalist for the Call to Service Medal and the Service to America medals, and look forward to the event in September and hope to see you there. And I thank you very much for being on the program today. Congratulations, Sophia.
Thanks so much for having me.